This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You're a state official. We're getting nowhere. I think this is something you should think about, though, because we're moving toward a constitutional crisis really fast, as you know, as a lawyer. Let me ask you this. So you believe, obviously, that having more undocumented immigrants, illegal aliens, whatever, people who aren't legally supposed to be here in your county is a good thing. Have you done an economic impact study on immigration in Santa Clara County?
Well, let me first of all tell you, Mr. Carlson, and I thank you for the opportunity. It's a personal issue for me. My parents brought me here undocumented as a child. I was 14.
Okay.
And what I can tell you is that when I came here, it wasn't my choice, but I made a point of trying to be a productive member of society.
I don't want to be rude.
I
think you've done great.
I went to Harvard Law School and Stanford.
I think that's great. I think it's great. I'm not attacking you personally. I know there are a lot of immigrants like you who are impressive. But there are also 330 million Americans who are already citizens, and I think it's fair to ask, what effect does this have on them? So have you studied the economic effect of immigration on your county? And if you haven't, and I know you haven't, why don't you tell me why you haven't?
Well, actually, we believe that the immigrants that are part of our county are an asset to our county.
But do you know that? Have you studied it? Why wouldn't you study it rather than just guess?
I mean, look, if you actually look at the contributions that immigrants make on a daily basis, whether it's education, the creation of jobs, businesses,
do you treat your medical care the same way? I'm sure this shot works because it looks like it does.
Studies have been made that actually jurisdictions that are not in the business of enforcing immigration law are actually safer. And we are actually engaging in a proactive campaign to say, you know what, stop demonizing any one group, whether it's immigrants or somebody else.
I could do with a little less moralizing and a little more care to the effect of these policies on actual people based in numbers and social science, which you could do but are choosing not to. So I'm out of time.
Mr. Campos,
thank you.
I got to tell you, these people need to be vetted. It was a rather frustrating interview. I thought the questions that Tucker was asking, I was sitting there going, okay, give me the numbers. Give me something, as opposed to the generalized emotional response. I mean, there's got to be empirical evidence. I mean, the general context out there, or at least the general anecdotal information, is that all immigrants are just doing a great job. And that's not true. It's like anything. You get people who overperform. It's all part of a bell curve experience. And as many good people as you have, then you probably got some people that are not doing so well, as evidenced by how they're drawing on some of the free government resources, right?
Well, yeah, just think about any group of people that you know.
Sure.
Just your own group of friends.
Right.
I mean, you
right.
probably got friends that are super successful, and then you probably got guys that you call friends that are like, yeah, well, you know. And, you know, maybe that's not somebody that I hang out with.
Yeah,
all
but
the time.
But they want to associate with the successful people and claim some sort of moral relevance here. And this is what this argument is coming down to, and it's unfair because it misrepresents those hardworking immigrants who have come in. They've busted their tail. They are contributing, but somehow their contribution is nullified, or it's somewhat confused with the alleged greater good, as some of these would put it. So why not do the work? I mean, after all, this Mr. Campos is a scholar. I mean, he's got some education. He should know better. I mean, he couldn't pass a term paper with that kind of response.
Well, here's the other thing that I'd like to know. Let's actually find out the actual numbers that we're talking about here. Because like we said yesterday, I've heard 800,000. Now all of a sudden it's 3 million people.
Well, because of the connection. Yes,
so let's
right.
find out the actual amount of people that we're talking about, and maybe figure out exactly the type of people we're talking about. Well, because even the ones that are super successful, we want to keep them.
Exactly. Well, even from an illegal immigration number, I mean, that number has fluctuated with a win anywhere from 11 to 13. They're saying when you add, just to your point, all the chain migration connectivity, then you could be talking 30 million people drawn in under this whole situation. No doubt it's a mess.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
It is just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there for your enjoyment. Hey, by the way, I want to clear up a couple things. We had interviewed Jonathan Sands, the great-grandson of Winston Churchill, and we were talking about this incredible 10-day trip to England that he is putting together, that's going to get you behind the scenes of everything that just about everything that's Winston Churchill. It's going to be an incredible trip. I think we have something up at our website. If not today, it will be there shortly. But also, Jonathan misspoke. He's going, I can't believe I said this. In the interview, he said it was going to be 2019. It's actually this year, 2018. He just got a little bit behind, ahead of himself kind of thing. But we want to let you know that that's coming up this year. So go to the website. In fact, I think you can go to WinstonChurchillLives.com. Just Google it, and that'll get you to the website. If you can't find it at our website, it's in the process of being put up and linked at BillMartinezLive.com. And you can get all the details. I mean, it's going to be a wonderful excursion. For those of you who are students of history like I am, it is just going to, it's just going to be incredible. So anyway, that we have to look forward to. Lauren Kitchens is going to join us in un momentito. And in fact, she just texted me, said call her back one more time, Mr. Scott. And we'll see if we can get a hold of her. She's probably chasing down the dogs or, you know, her dad or somebody. It's like the Cats and Jammer kids around the Lauren Kitchen Stewart household. Don't you know that? Isn't that right, Lauren? Isn't it like the Cats and Jammer kids, like that cartoon? I mean, it's like you got dogs over here. We got dad over here. We got the kids over here. And Knox is going, hey, I want breakfast. What's going on here? Where's my bacon?
That's exactly what's happening with us right now. My dad and I are just waiting to do that. With like a dog that's so old that we keep trying to piece him together. Another one's trying to, we're trying to get mad. The vet's looking at us like, are y'all like for real? But they like it because they make a lot of money off it.
Yeah, well, make sure Dad doesn't get his meds mixed up with the dog's meds, okay? Because,
well, he probably,
you know, last time, what did you do? You mixed up the meds and he was howling at the moon.
He's howling at the moon. But see, the whole thing, my dad will be 88 in March, right?
Oh.
He doesn't take any medicine.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty remarkable. No kids at 88.
Well, bless his heart. Dear friend of mine, 89. Oh, by the way, you haven't heard about my mom, and I will share this with everybody. This has been a little bit of a strain. We just, the day before yesterday, she had a stroke. And my mom's 93 years old, and I appreciate everybody praying for her.
Oh, yeah.
Fortunately, my sister was able, and my nephew was able to get her to to the hospital in time, so they were able to administer the stroke medication. But the doctors have said it's done all it's going to do. She's paralyzed on her left side.
Oh.
And, we'll have to wait and see. I mean,
because they can regenerate. I mean,
It can. She's 93, as my doctor friend who I grew up with said. Well, Bill, you know, she's 93, and we have to manage expectation. And so I'm on my way to California by way of Colorado because I got to stop and see a brother who's been in the hospital dealing with COPD, Agent Orange resulting, from Vietnam. And he got pneumonia, and that on top of it, it has him. He's been in the hospital now about 6 weeks. So I got to stop in, see him. And, of course, I'm talking to my family, and I'm going, you know, hey, do I need to just go straight? And my other older brother said, look, our oldest brother's expecting you. He's looking forward to you being there. Stop in, see him. Mom should be okay. So I'm praying that all goes well. I was most concerned because I didn't want her to be suffering. But my good friend and my personal doctor there in Oxnard said, hey, look, she's okay. She's not suffering. So that gave me a great amount of relief because there was some suggestion that maybe she might be. But
it's not our home. You know, it's like the older we get, the more that we're reminded that there's where we're going to be in eternity with the Father is going to be so amazing that we're going to look back and go, and I was clinging to that place.
Right,
but
exactly.
He has a plan for us to be here. I mean, he has a job for us to do, and he had a calling on our lives from the moment we were being formed in the womb. But, you know, as you get older, there's more people there than here.
Exactly.
Mom probably doesn't, you know, she doesn't feel like somebody that's 25 because she's like, I've got all these loved ones over there. And as you get older, I think your fear of passing to glory is less and less because you're more comforted because so many people are going to be there waiting for you. And you know that.
Well, she's been without her life partner, my dad, for 12 years. And, and that's what she said. You know, I just want to go and see your dad. And
so she's ready. She said she's
she is. And it's just been one of those weeks. I had a friend pass away and at 57. He had bladder cancer and he and his family. I mean, he is of the same mindset that I am. And that is that God says when we're coming, when we're leaving. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so rather than go through the battery of chemotherapy, he said, look, I've had family members do this and. You know, they go through all this sickness and they end up dying anyway. So why bother? So they chose
life.
Yeah, exactly. They chose not to do it. And I can say, Lauren, for 18 months as he was going through this bladder cancer bout, he was fine. He did a lot of traveling, spent a lot of time with the grandkids, everything. You would think nothing's wrong. I mean, he had lost some weight, which was good. All this good stuff. And he looked pretty hearty. But then the last 2.5 weeks, the cancer overtook his body. It metastasized, and he went down. But one thing I will share with you, I thought was kind of cute. And if you knew Bob Meacham, you would understand his sense of humor and the way he was. His wife at one point said, "Honey, are you dying?" And he says, "You know, I've never done this before. I don't know."
He's like, you tell me.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, no. I mean, I thought it was, but that was Bob. You know, Bob was quite a character. But and knowing Bob, it wasn't that he meant it as a funny bit or a funny retort. It was just a sincere response. But when she shared that with us, it lightened up the room. It was really a blessing. In fact, Steve Camp, you might remember Steve Camp.
Yes, yes.
He has a church here in Port St. Lucie, Florida. And we reconnected because they said, oh, Steve, gosh, years ago and at Cape Wright in Los Angeles, you and I connected. And it was great to connect with him. So he promises to come back on the air. But what a gifted pastor and shepherd. And, of course, his musicality and his wife was playing violin and some of the songs, with the accompaniment. It was so special And in only the way that Steve Camp could do it, I know you could remember and appreciate that.
I remember it so well,
yeah,
from the early
exactly.
Christian music. Mm-hmm.
Well, Lauren Kitchen Stewart. Okay, well, I've got that's my exit line. I've got to get us out of here because we got to go to commercial, but we'll be right back. So keep Dad, the dogs, Knox, keep them all under control here for just a minute more, okay? More from Lauren Kitchens on the other side of the break. Stay with us. America, it's 15 after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And
hey,
as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
They get away with it, did you?
Well, the fact of the matter is, if you don't say anything and you stay the same as you have been, we will continue to get what we have gotten, so to speak. The elitists are going crazy because, Lauren, you know, we've got a president who's looking out for us. He's taking the American first message, not only here to the United States, to let people know that he's serious about it. Democrats are finding out the hard way as they continue to bunk against the trend here. But what are they bucking? They're bucking a stronger economy than we've had in, eight, 9 years?
Right. That's what you're saying at home. That's what most of us are going, what are you talking about? We're in a better place than we've been in 8 years plus.
If right.
You're complaining, shut up. I mean, I know that sounds, you know, kind of crude, but that's what we're saying in our house around the kitchen table.
Right, exactly. Well, because you can talk to the dog like that, and the dog goes, okay. Whatever. Cause
whatever you say.
The dogs know you won't feed them. I mean, hey, they got to line up here, you know. So.
Right.
But that's what makes the world go around, and that's been kind of the problem. I mean, to that point, not that I'm equating those that have been served at the table of the Democratic Party, the party of gimme, 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 and they're taking and taking, you know, from Main Street America, from our Treasury. It's kind of amazing because they want to get reelected, and so right now they see their ranks. It's threatened, and they've become quite anemic. So they're saying, "Hey, what border wall?" But it's gotten so obvious that how do you argue against national security? Right.
Right. Right. Well, and the things that we can prove by looking at it, by the numbers, by things that are actually happening, you can't pretend like it's not there.
Mm-hmm.
When there's proof. You know, so that I think you just end up honestly praying so you don't just shake people.
Right.
You can't, there's no reason to lose your peace and your hope because you're trying to relate and understand a mind that's different than yours.
Well, yeah, that's that prayer.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, when you talk about praying, that's that prayer of St. Francis, you know, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Not a instrument of judgment or a battering ram. I don't think that God wants us to do that. But this is part of the challenge, is that in our peace that we get from him, others will see it and say, hey, you know, I want what Lauren has.
Well, that's the prayer. I mean, right. I know sometimes I'm like, oh, Lord, protect people from me and bring people behind me if I miss it. You know, if I'm in the car acting ugly with my Jesus bumper sticker on, you know, just thank you for forgiving me and bring somebody behind to take care of my frailty and humanness. Mm. But I'm just learning that so many times the enemy's trying to win with us to have conflict. And I think we need to stand up for what we believe in calmness and security and love. Because when you start just getting involved and slinging hash, then, like I said, you're caught up in it. You haven't changed that person's heart and mind, and then you're not getting along with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then you're losing friendship. So we really have
exactly.
to go, Lord, give me wisdom every day for what comes out of my mouth, especially when I believe differently than someone else in this day and age, because
right.
it's going to bring a lot of emotions because you want to go, where are you coming from? Are you serious? Well, you can't make sense of it. You're not
right.
going to. You're wired differently. You think differently. Your morals, your ethics, your values are different. God will open the door, I feel,
right.
for us to have conversations where maybe someone will go, well, that kind of makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
But we just have to make sure that we're not losing our cool. I'm not saying don't be a valiant person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that, you know, you need to know why you believe what you believe, but don't get caught in the fray because then you've won nothing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, it's kind of what challenges me, and you know Emerson Eggerichs real well as well. I love him, and I love what he and his wife present in terms of confronting to connect. God wants us to connect, but we need to understand we have to do it in God's way and for godly reason. It's not personal ego, because if it's personal ego, then we're like bulls rushing in. In a China shop here, we're going to do some damage, and they're going to miss the point here. But it's connecting in a way, it's confronting in a way that is respectful to understand that even ourselves at times, and even today, people will confront me in a way that sometimes it's tender, sometimes it's not. But I like David have learned, King David. Have learned that even when people abruptly connect with me or maybe rudely confront me, It's for God's purpose. So I have to have a moment of pause, a Selah moment, mm-hmm. in the midst mm-hmm. of, as you say, wanting to reach out and grab them by the throat and let them, you know, understand.
Take them to them.
Yeah, exactly. I want to give them, you know, that rolled up fivefold ministry, you know, of you know, of my right hand, you know. So it's but I sit there and say, okay, well, God has brought them here to say something to me. Am I going to listen to it, or you know, does He need to send a donkey to talk to me?
Right. Well, you know what? I have to end up praying over people that I love, and I feel like they're just lost or not getting it. Lord, reveal yourself to them in a way where they know beyond the shadow of a doubt it's you. Whatever mm. reaches them as an individual, so they undeniably know that it's you. Whatever that is, do that in them. And you know what I've been thinking a lot about lately, and I don't know if you all thought this, but remember when Noah was in the ark and he'd been trying to tell people, come go with us, the flood's coming, nobody's listening. All of a sudden, they shut the ark. The rains are coming. People are beating on the ark, wanting in, now realizing that what he was speaking to them was the truth and from God, and it was too late. I've been seeing that in my mind a lot,
yeah.
that the people who love Jesus are on the ark. You've been trying to tell people, this is the way, the truth, the life. Nobody's listening. You're in the ark. You're safe. People are beating on the ark. I want in now. I see that happening. And that's heartbreaking, but that's the way it's going to be in the end.
Well, the story of the 10 virgins, right, and the five that didn't get the oil. Mm-hmm. You know, time passes by, and you've got opportunity, and who knows, maybe it's right this second for you to make a decision. I don't know. God knows, and it's, if it's in your heart and it's being pricked, and maybe it's something you've just been thinking about and keep ignoring, it's like, wait a minute, don't find yourself on the outside looking in and saying shoulda, coulda, woulda, because you know in your heart of hearts. This is the thing that's so profound about godly truth, Lauren. It's inarguable. It is inarguable, and on the other side of that is His peace. And if you really appreciate what peace means, it is beyond anything that you could really imagine. It is God. It is the force of God and the purposes of God pursuing everything for your favor. I don't know how much better it can get than God Almighty, the maker of the universe, being on your side to make sure that everything that is supposed to happen with Lauren Kitchen Stewart has His anointing, His force,
mm-hmm.
and his persistence, because that's the one thing that you read all the time in the Bible, is it'll go on, and you find out that God is true to His word, no matter what.
He's true to His word. And when people are in bondage, our prayers are what breaks the bondage off of them, where they can make good free will choices. Because even though there's free will, if people are bound, the free will is not going to be clear. It's not going to be what free will is.
Right.
Our prayers are what changes lives. A lot of times more than anything that we say or do is fighting that battle spiritually versus right. in the flesh. Does that make sense, too?
It really does. And the thing, because what you're talking about here is, what did Jesus come for but to free us, to really live? I mean, the whole idea of freedom, I mean, real freedom, even beyond what we talk about in this country. You know, freedom's a bit of a concept that our founding fathers caught and understood that it came from God. But when you go to the source, Father Himself, to understand what liberty, what freedom is all about, and why Jesus came, you know, to liberate the slaves. I mean, you didn't even realize you were incarcerated. Then on the other side of it, you go, wow, I didn't even know I was chained up here, right?
Yes. That's why if you know someone that's bound, just keep praying. Those chains fall off so they will be aware. And they will. Don't give up. Pray without ceasing. And it doesn't have to be a stressful thing. It's just something you do every day. It's part of who you are as somebody that loves the Lord.
And please know, this trumps all politics. This trumps the culture.
It does.
This is between you and God. This is the eternal stuff that's going to last forever beyond this temporal existence. Lauren Kitchen Stewart, I'm Bill Martinez. Live as always, you're a blessing. Thank you so much.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 Plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. That's 855-301-5506.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
Like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 20 minutes before the top of the hour. We're going to talk marriage. Let me say the obvious. It is not easy, right? It's hard. If it were easy, you know, maybe there wouldn't be so many marriages ending up in divorce, which is really sad. You know, when you think about it, I think about wedding days. Admittedly, I've been in divorce court. And I look out and I see these men, these women, and I go back and say, what happened from that wedding day to now that finds them in a place that is just so miserable and so life changing? And it has caused me to become a student of marriage. My parents were married for over 60 years. And I always ask people that have been married for an extended period of time, like, okay, what's your secret? You know, what is it that works for you? And, I recall one time asking, a gal who had been married for 60 some years. I said, what's your secret? She goes, oh, Sonny, she says, I learned a long time ago, it's better to be loved than to be right. I'm going to let you chew on that for a little bit as I bring on our guest, Clayton and Ashley Hurst. They are pastors at America's Largest Church, and we're going to talk about hope for your marriage, and they're going to lay it out a roadmap to a stronger union. Are you ready for that? Let's do it. Clayton and Ashley, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. I mean, obviously, you're students as well of marriage. So, Ashley, I'm going to give you the microphone first. So tell us about Hope for Marriage and what led the two of you to write this book.
Yeah, so, you know, we started out thinking that we were going to have this great marriage. We both come from families just like what you were talking about. Clayton's parents have now been married for over 55 years. My parents have been married for over 45 years. And so we went into marriage thinking, oh, we have it made. We put so much effort into the wedding day, but not much effort into the days that followed. And so about 5 years into our marriage, we were in a place of hopelessness. We had hurt each other so much with our words and miscommunication and unforgiveness that at that point we didn't see a way out. But thankfully, by the grace of God, we found a way out. And so now we've just become very passionate about sharing what we did and what we did wrong with others. You know, we were like, okay, this is what we wish we would have known. Now we want to tell you to help you get out of the place that we were in, that we found ourselves in. And so hope, I mean, that word resonates with our church. Our church is all about hope. You know, you're going to hear that 100 times when you come to our church because, you know, it's that expectation that God can do it. Yes. I might not see a way out, but God can do it. And so that's why we called it Hope for Your Marriage. There is hope for your marriage. It's never impossible. With God, all things are possible.
Exactly. Clayton, what is it about 5 years? That seems to be a benchmark for most marriages.
I think, I don't know if there's anything magical or anything about the five-year mark. I think we had finally come to the place of just brokenness. I think we had, you know, it didn't happen overnight. You know, like Ashley said, it was almost like when we said I do, it was almost as if we crossed the finish line. It's like, yes, we did it. We're married. Now we get to go play house. It's going to be great. And then a few weeks in, we're like, wow, you know, what she's doing really gets on my nerves, or what I was doing, you know, really kind of got on her nerves. Mm-hmm. And we kind of took these slow steps downward, you know, just kind of getting comfortable with each other. But sometimes good and sometimes not so good. But for whatever reason, at year five, we had just had our first child, and that kind of added on to some other things that were going on. And I think it just kind of got to our tipping point, our breaking point of we can't go like this any longer. You know, even though divorce for us wasn't an option, it seems like we had introduced a new option of, well, I guess we'll just have a miserable marriage, you know. And so we kind of got to that point, and until we kind of came across this question that was posed to us, and the question was, are you willing to do whatever it takes to have the marriage you've always hoped and dreamed of?
Yeah.
And when that resonated within us, we knew, you know what, we haven't done everything. Maybe there's some small changes we can begin to do, and that's really kind of what helped us moving forward after year five.
Getting back on the right track. Ashley, I know you could appreciate this. You know, Ann Graham, Billy Graham, Dr. Graham, Graham's wife, she said, divorce never, murder possibly.
That is a great statement. That's hilarious. Yeah. Sometimes you definitely feel that way. But for me, it was kind of the reverse. I felt so trapped that I had thoughts of, like, I didn't see another way out other than death for one of us, for sure.
Well, something's dying. I mean, let's face it.
Yeah.
That really is what is going on, is that your idea of what you thought marriage was going to be was dying a slow death. And so what was going to come, what was going to rise up from it?
Absolutely.
If there was going to be, if you were going to hold on to hope and knowing that we're partners with a redeeming God, you know, that's what carries us to that point to realize, you know, God's optimum for us, right?
You know, absolutely. And what we found out is that in Ezekiel, there's the great vision that God gives Ezekiel, and he raises him up and shows this valley of dry bones. We kind of felt like we were in that valley. But God asked Ezekiel, can these bones live? you know, and his response was, God, you know what, only you know the answer to that. Yeah. So there was this mustard seed of faith, and I think that's what helped us, is that we didn't look at our circumstances. We didn't look at how bad maybe we felt like things were. We realized, you know what, God, you're the God of the impossible. And so if anybody can turn this around, we know that you can. And that's really kind of what helped us as well after year five.
Yeah, and God also told Ezekiel to speak to the dry bones.
Yes.
So we realized that speaking and declaring was so important for us, too, to speak life over our marriage. Even if we didn't believe it, we wanted to speak it out loud. You know, Jesus told his disciples, you know, it only takes a little mustard seed of faith, but then you have to speak to the mountain and say, mountain, move. Mm-hmm. And so we realized how important it was for us to speak it out. Even if we didn't truly believe it, we spoke it until, right, you know, it started happening.
And Clayton, some of the things that happens to Ashley's point here is you had to reverse engineer the language, because I'm sure you fell in the trap like most couples. You start, well, looks like death, smells like death, and you speak those words that are consistent with what you are seeing, and so you had to reverse engineer the words you were speaking, because probably if you were honest with yourself, I'm not saying you weren't, you probably realized that you're probably speaking more death and life into those dry bones.
That's so true, and I think it had become our new normal. You know, we kind of came into marriage thinking from a single standpoint of what normal was. Well, then we jumped into marriage, and we kind of created a new normal. We created a new normal of how we spoke to each other, and it kind of began stinking, kind of like what you were saying. But
right,
then we had to make that daily choice to say, you know what, I'm not going to respond the way I used to respond. I'm going to respond differently. You know what, I'm not going to be short today in my responses. I'm going to choose love. You know,
yeah,
I think coming into marriage, we kind of assumed that, oh, we're going to be that different couple, that we're going to be on our honeymoon for the rest of our life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And those warm fuzzies are fantastic, but they don't last, you know. And so what we realized is that when we humble ourselves, and we realize that every day is a new day full of new choices that we can make, I can choose today to love my wife. I can choose today to honor her and to love her and speak life over her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she can do the same for me. And it's that choice that we make every day that can kind of realign that language that we started smelling death in.
Exactly. Well, Ashley, a Christian marriage, a God-ordained marriage is different than the culture, but there's no doubt that many Christian marriages have been influenced by the culture. We're told to be in, but not of it. And we've allowed that to creep into us like those little foxes that the Song of Solomon talks about, and have chipped away at the roots, at the foundation of what God intended for our marriages. And we are reaping what we're sowing. We've been casual with our conversation, disrespectful. I mean, you know, you see these TV shows and movies and everybody chuckles about it. But next thing you know, we start picking up some bad habits. It kind of creeps in. When we come back, we're talking with Clayton and Ashley Hirst and their new book, Hope for Your Marriage.
You married. Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate.
graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
This is your time, your soul.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and if you've joined us and you find yourself at a point where you're even questioning whether or not you have any more hope for your marriage, then I want you to listen closely to Clayton and Ashley Hurst, their new book, Hope for Your Marriage, Experience God's Greatest Desires for You and Your Spouse. Ashley, as we were talking at the introduction, hope is so key, and that is kind of the last, I guess, the last bit of connection that we can have. I mean, that is something the devil will go after. You'll get every bit of attack because even the demons know that if they can't get you to lose hope, then you become a lost cause, and they don't even have to worry about you anymore.
Absolutely. You know, there's a scripture, I think it's in Ephesians, that says that hope is an anchor for your soul.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can grasp on to what that means, let it be your anchor for your soul, your that guides you. You know, I think in our English vernacular, we're like, with the word hope, it's like, we hope it doesn't rain. We hope mm-hmm. it doesn't this or that. We use hope in the wrong way. It's this, well, I hope it works out, but it might not.
Mm-hmm.
But biblical hope is not a hope so, it's a know so.
Yes.
I know that God's going to do it. I know. I might not see it. I might not understand it. But I put my hope in God, my trust mm-hmm. in Him with this confident expectation.
Exactly.
He is who He says He is. He can do what He says He can do. I am who He says I am. I can do all things through Christ. And His Word is alive and it's active in me. That's where we place our hope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hope with that expectation. And and based on who it is that is behind that, who has made the promise, who knows the beginning from the end, who says that he will continue to see it through until the return of Christ. You know, those are pretty powerful promises when you have God Almighty himself, the one who does not lie, who is the same today, yesterday, and forever, saying that. I mean, it gives you a lot of comfort, doesn't it, Clayton?
It really does. I think it's when we focus in on the God of the universe. You know, God's the one that created marriage. God's the one that established it, Genesis 2. You know, and he told us that the two shall become one. You know, and it's an ever becoming. You know, you don't just come together at the altar and that's it. It's a continuous becoming. You know, Ashley and I talk a lot about how I'm a different man than I was when we first got married. Mm-hmm. She's a different woman. God has continued to, you know, shave off the rough edges of our life, you know, mm-hmm. in his grace to allow us to draw closer to him and allow mm-hmm. us to draw closer to each other. And so it's that focus on, you know what, we're going to focus not on our circumstances or on what's around us. Whether it looks good or not, we're going to focus in on the God of the universe because exactly. ultimately our hope is in him.
Well, it sounds like you found that good thing, Clayton.
I did. Well, yeah, it's funny. It says that he who finds a wife finds a good thing. It doesn't say she who finds a husband. Mm-hmm. has a good thing. So,
yes.
But yes, I did find my good thing.
Right. Well, good. Well, maybe because it doesn't say that is because it would be redundant. It's just there, right?
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just saying, you know, it's we got to give one for the guys, but there's no doubt the upside of that, Ashley, is that we receive favor from the Lord, and who doesn't want God's favor, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No doubt.
Well, with all your experience there as marriage and parenting pastors at Lakewood Church, your vast experience in marital counseling, what seems to be the common issue that is facing couples today?
You know, I think the common issue across the board is ultimately it boils down to pride and humility. You get to choose. I think early on in our marriage and what we hear a lot of, you know, when couples come in to talk with us is that willing, you know, are you willing to lay down your pride? Are you willing to lay down, you know, who's right? Does it really matter? You know, and being able to pick up that humility, you know, to say, you know what, I'm going to choose today to love her. I'm going to choose today to love him. I'm going to humble my pride to get my point across, to be the one that's the, you know, I'm going to be the loudest so I can get my last word in, you know, and just having that willingness to submit one to another. You know, in Ephesians, when God talks about, you know, the role of a husband and the role of a wife, what a lot of times people forget to read is the verse right before that. I think it's verse 21. It says, submit one to another. You know, it's kind of like I said earlier, you know, when you're merging these two lives, these two normals together, it's like merging in a car. There's got to be a yielding somewhere, mm-hmm. you know,
right.
And so that comes through humility and really submitting to each other, ultimately, because you're both on the same team and you're both heading towards the same goal.
Exactly. You know, actually, I like what you both have written in the book. You say marriage isn't meant to be happy. It's meant to be holy.
Yeah,
I mean, that,
absolutely.
I mean, you talk about a profound Salem moment. I mean, that's a stopper right there that, you know, couples need to really chew on.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible where the Lord says, be holy because I am holy. Holiness is setting ourselves apart for God. And, you know, there was a time in our marriage where I was looking to Clayton to make me happy, to fulfill all my happiness. And I'm basically setting him up for failure because Clayton's a great Clayton, but he's a terrible Jesus. He can't be my Savior.
Right.
But when I put my focus on the Lord and on, okay, Lord, I want to be holy like you want me to be. What do I need to do? What do I need to get off of me? What do I need to get rid of in my life that's holding me back from this holiness that I can have with you? And, you know, it turns out that my spouse is the one that's going to help me with that. He's
mm-hmm.
the one that's going to help me get rid of those things in my life, you know, the sins or whatever in my life, to get me to that place of holiness. When I started putting my eyes on the Lord instead of on Clayton to fulfill me, you know, my ultimate needs, it changed everything. And what was interesting is when we both started pursuing holiness, the result of that was happiness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and some people misunderstand. They hear holy and they, oh, that's one of those Christianese terms and
yeah.
those godlike terms and that. it really speaks of the wholeness with a W, that you are whole together. You are complete. That's what excited Adam when God brought Eve to him. You could just hear it in his heart that he goes, oh man, what a perfect match and compliment here.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine whenever he saw, he'd been naming all of the species, he'd been naming all the animals, and there wasn't one to connect with him. Wasn't he thankful? You know, God created, you know, hey, take a nap. Whenever you wake up, I got a surprise for you. And
right.
The first words out of his mouth, whoa.
Yeah.
And that ultimately, it's that helpmate. You know, she is that perfect complement. You know, and you're right. It is that wholeness that you truly become whole. You're whole before, but then there's a whole new level of wholeness whenever you come together in that union of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard somebody say, let holiness be your goal, and then grace will catch you.
Mm-hmm.
This is my goal. I'm trying to be like the Lord, but I'm going to make mistakes.
Yes.
And then I'm going to let his grace catch me. And, you know, you've got to have that grace for your spouse, too.
Exactly. Ashley, give us some examples of what it looks like to choose to love your spouse daily.
Yeah, you know, that's a huge misconception that's out there, that love is a feeling. A lot of people think, well, I just don't feel like I love him anymore. But love really isn't a feeling. It's a choice. It's a choice you make every day. I wake up every morning and say, okay, I'm going to choose to love Clayton today. You know, whether I feel like it or not, I'm going to choose to love him. Now, how Clayton receives love is different than how I used to give it to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know a lot of your listeners have heard of the five love languages, and that was a huge game changer for us in our marriage. And my love language is quality time. Clayton's is words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted him to sit down and talk to me. And that wasn't always the case early on in our marriage. And so when he started choosing to sit down and talk to me because he realized how important it was to me and he realized that's how I received love,
mm-hmm.
it changed everything for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes he doesn't feel like sitting down and talking to me and telling me all about his day, but he does it because he loves me. He
right.
chooses to love me. And the result of that is, you know, I want to give love back to him.
Exactly.
And it's a beautiful thing once you realize that it's a choice and it's something you have to work on. You know, a lot of people set into marriage and just kind of think they can coast, but you know, any successes you have in life, you've worked really hard to get there, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And so how in the world are you going to have a successful marriage if you don't work really hard at it? And
mm-hmm.
that means giving up things and humbling yourself and giving sacrificial love to your spouse.
Yeah, I was going to say, Clayton, at times it is a sacrifice, and it's not one of those necessarily a begrudging kind of thing, but it's sometimes I'd rather go and hit some golf balls, but, my wife needs to get her 10,000 words out, so I need to make her the priority for that moment, right?
Exactly. 10,000. Usually it's about 30,000 words, but no, you're right. And I think it's putting your spouse's needs first, you know, and truly it's getting to that place of, okay, how can I help fulfill her today? How can I help fulfill him today?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and coming to that place to where, you know what, I ultimately, my life's goal is to help make you a success, because if you're successful, I'm successful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if we're going through this together, then anything's possible.
Exactly.
We can make this happen and have a great great marriage and become a great marriage. I think the other thing is a lot of times we maybe didn't see it being modeled to us that it was important to work on your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe we
yeah.
didn't see it from our parents or from our grandparents or from our neighbors. But, you know, it's one of those things that we've got to bring more out in the open to realize
exactly.
that, hey, this is something that we've got to work on every single day.
Well, we got to wrap this up, Ashley. I'm going to let you bring us home. Tell everybody where they can get their hands on your book and how they can connect with you and Clayton.
Yeah, absolutely. So our book is sold, I believe, anywhere books are sold online. We know for sure Amazon, Books a Million, Barnes & Noble, Walmart.com. You can get one of our books. And then also we are on Instagram, Ashley Hurst.
And I'm Clayton H. Hurst on Instagram. And then Twitter is Clayton H. Hurst. And then Ashley is Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-E Hurst.
I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer.